Hi, everybody. Well, we got another Friday. End of the week is Friday. Unless your week starts on Friday, then it could be the first. But for most people, it's the end of the week, at least the working week anyway. And then people live for the weekend. Oh, let's see here. Today is the 13th. So we got Friday the 13th here. So anybody who is maybe superstitious, we could have people call in to see if they are. What do you think of that, Carrie? You out there?
I'm out here, and yes, why don't we do that? That's good. I think you were mentioning this is the last Friday the 13th of this year, too. So if you have something to say about Friday the 13th, this is the one to do it on. So if you would like to call and welcome everybody, we're on Station 2, and the toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada, there under the play button on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page, is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, or hop down to line 3 there, area code 530-513-6472, and we'd love callers. And, of course, tonight is Paranormal Fridays, so if you have anything else that you'd like to talk about that's a little odd, tonight's the night to call in with that. And, of course, you can type your questions into the BBS Fast Chat, the link to which is just above the play buttons, Station 1 and Station 2 play buttons on the Creation Lightship page or on the BBS page. So let's have a look. looks like some people earlier were commenting about the entity call that you did earlier today, Ron. I guess that went well. And Let me just refresh this in case we have any questions that have hopped up since I refreshed the fast chat. Let's have a look here. Is this Sci-Fi Paranormal Friday, says Karen. Absolutely, yes it is. Oh, Keith has a question. Are there robotic barcodes? So are there barcodes on us, Ron, that have to do with robotic programming?
I would say that would be correct, yeah, because we do talk about the robotic clearing that we have, and I would assume there could be robotic programs, yeah. That's like almost a given. I don't have barcode clearing for generic stuff. I think that's that, isn't it, Carrie?
Yeah, that's that, what's it called, special incident or repeating something. Oh, gosh, I can't remember the name of it. But, yeah, there is that generic-y barcode where you can do get barcodes off you for repeat situations or for perhaps you have something for a certain illness or something like that. But, yeah, you could use that for this topic, too, because you can plug in whatever you want. You get to pick what you feel you may have barcodes on you. So, well, gosh, Ron, I'm just wondering, do you want to direct some energy toward clearing a robotic barcode, and we'll see if people feel it, and if they do, they know they need to get on that clearing. And then we can find out if we do have barcodes for that topic. What do you think?
Yeah, let's see here. Let's get some topics on the fast chat that people might be recycling. So we're looking at reoccurring events, I guess, right, on a barcode?
Yeah.
I don't know, but if robotic, that could be maybe the way you walk, the way you talk, mannerisms.
Habits,
yeah. So I don't know what to clear. She has
let's think. Something that we all... what about when you hear your name called out, you automatically look up?
Okay.
Would that be a robotic program? I don't know.
Would be, yeah.
I don't know if it would come under barcodes, though. I'm trying to kind of think how that would be a barcode.
We got a beep.
Yes. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, yes, Ron, I had a comment and I had a question for you, if you could help me with that. And my comment is this, that I was asked yesterday how many clearings we have done so far in regard to Tuesday we do the coding, and Thursday we do the clones, and Friday we do the entities. And we've been doing this now for 8 months, and we started on November the 7th, 2011. And
wow,
we just started
doing
the clone clearings. Yeah, uh-huh. It was 8 months. And we just started doing the clone clearings once a week when we first started. Now we're doing all three every week. And we built up a lot of momentum, and I was asked what the total was between then and now. So what I get for the total clearance that we've done would be 7 million.
Holy moly.
7 million clones?
Yeah,
energy.
That's been released.
These are the energies
released.
Of entities or...
of everything.
Replicas, clones, mm-hmm. and quartz. Holy cow.
Right.
Holy cow is right. Wow, Ron, thank you. Good grief.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
And I'm sure that people who've had that many things released from them probably feel, a lot better, I would think, than what they did before they started. So, boy, that is something.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for keeping track, Larry. It's really... Nice to hear that big, giant number.
Yeah, that's okay. I guess it helps out.
Yeah. For myself, each particular one that I do, one of those three nights, they all seem to be very effective. Mm-hmm. If they weren't, I would drop one of those days. But each one seems to be, kind of like the icing on the cake, from the previous, week that we did one or something. Each one seems to... help out. So if you're only on one of those calls, each time you get on there, it's better. It's quite interesting for myself to see all these clearings working, So, yeah, that is quite something. anybody
yeah,
else
I
would
think
want to
I've
call
had
in,
an...
maybe in comment, that'd be great, too. That kind of is where we are today. In case somebody is new on the line, we worked with entities, and we got entities released, from us. And then our Tuesday call is cordings, energetic cordings. Then the Thursday call is for clone replicas of our bodies. The calls sound the same, but we're getting rid of different situations, different stuff. Boobies here. Well, thank you, Larry.
So you had a request also, Larry?
Yes, I did. I had a question for Ron. That if we have a family of light workers that do the clearings and all, and say a person leaves us in our group, and they get on a negative timeline, they leave us because they have a mood disorder, and they get on a bad timeline, and then they come back maybe a month or two later because that timeline crashes, so they jump a timeline by accident, somehow they come back here to our group again. Can we get a clearing for that, to crash timelines where people can stay in the group and they don't just come and go? Can we get a clearing for that?
Boy, that's I'm trying to think what to do on that. That's you don't know how you're going to be taken up on a timeline, how and why, you know, what it's what's happening. So, man, I don't know what to say on that.
Could be implants going off.
Boy.
Implants going off, or the 2000 year of darkness barcode getting re-triggered.
Yeah, it could be that, maybe, you know. Maybe there's something that's in everybody that wants them to kind of give up.
Let's do that.
Let's do a giving up barcode.
Okay.
So let's do that here. Yeah. Here we go. So this will be the person who maybe has done a few clearings or a lot of clearings, and all of a sudden maybe they lose the horsepower to continue on, or maybe you know, they get sidetracked or something. So let's do a clearing for that type of situation here. So here we go. And it could be a barcode. So we'll just I'll first do a timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see if that's helped some people out there. And so let's do one now for giving up. It's a plain thing of maybe depression, giving up.
Hopeless, feeling hopeless.
Feeling hopeless, yeah. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And getting heavy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see what that does for everybody. Get some comments on the fast chat, and we would like callers tonight also. So thank you, Larry, for calling.
And I think we've had a couple more beeps since. Thanks, Larry. So who's on the line with us now?
Oh, you're talking to me now?
I think so, yes. Yep.
I'm Lance.
My name's
Lance.
Hi, Lance.
If you could do a past life clearing of mine.
Okay.
Are you there?
What you want to have released?
It was a time when I lived on Atlantis. I have a brother who was a brother then. We're brothers now and brother then.
Okay.
We were having a competition back in Atlantis, and we weren't getting along back then.
Okay, so let's see what we can do here.
I was just hoping that could do a clearing on land.
Okay, well, we'll just see what we can do here to take away the, what do you want, the energies taken away of negativity?
Yeah, that would help.
Or competition? Do you have competition with this person?
Not in this life. I wouldn't say in this life.
Okay. Okay,
more
so
like
here
a
we go.
Negative, hard to get along with problem, you know.
Okay, let's see what we can do here.
He has some depression now. I have a lot of stress and from different things, so. But that relationship is making it worse, you know.
Now, work with one situation here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what that does. It should help somewhat there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Bye-bye, thanks. I think I did hear a third beep. I'm not sure. Is there somebody else waiting on the line? They hung up. Okay, well, whoever that was, if you'd like to call back, the lines are open again. That would be great. Quite a few comments from the timeline crashing and barcode crashing, Ron, that you were doing as a result of Larry's questions. A lot of yawnings and eyes watering and feeling releases and thank yous and so forth. So that looks like it was a pretty big one, and dizziness and disorientation, says Jacob. So that looks like that was a big one. So I guess that tells us that there are barcodes on those topics, and we could use that that clearing. And Karen wrote the name of it in, and I'm scrolling back to find it. It is called the, oh gosh, it's several pages back now. I thought I wrote it down and I didn't. No, wait, I did. Here we are. Problematic Recurring Event Barcode.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the one that you can pick your topic, pick your own topic, and clear away anything that you think you may have a barcode about. All right, so Ron, Liz was asking a while ago, can light exist without darkness?
No, your light always exists without darkness, yes, uh-huh.
And she was also wondering, what is a good clearing for swollen joints? would it be clearing the parasitic life forms?
Probably so. We could do a sample of that. So, just see how you're doing, everybody. And wiggle your body a little bit. Maybe may have a condition or something going on here. And we'll see what happens here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, getting rid of critters, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, let's see what the comments are with that.
Okay. All right. all right, while we're waiting for some comments to be typed in, Keith is wondering how robotic programs work with entities. Do they come with their own? Do ours interact with the entities?
Well, they would interact with entities, yeah. I don't know if the robotic program would actually bring in something. That'd be pretty scary, I think. Although it is possible, you know?
Yeah.
Boy. That's a hard question to answer. So, you know, I don't know if the robotic program brings in alien entities. I would hope not, but it's possible. You know, we got it bad enough here as it is without stuff hopping in on programs. You know, I go, oh, geez.
Yeah. All the more reason to keep that unlimited entity clearing running.
Yep, that's a big one. Very big.
Okay. Okay, so Michaela has a question, and I'm not sure what this means. So if you don't know, Ron, maybe Michaela, you could write in a few more details. But she's asking, can you timeline crash the X-Class CME Earth-directed for tomorrow? I don't know if this is some kind of solar flare or what this is. Do you know what that is, Ron, the X-Class CME?
No, I don't know, but we could do a timeline crash on it.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. So, timeline crash. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, a heavy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How's that doing for you, Harry?
I'm feeling okay. I don't feel this too much today. What were you just crashing? Oh, yeah, that CMEX something or other.
Yes, uh-huh.
I feel a tiny bit of stuff around on the front of my face, but not much at all. Now that I'm saying that, I'm starting to feel something.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling some, like, heat or, like, radiation energy or something.
Yeah, I'm feeling heat on my face. That's what I'm feeling. It's not very strong, but, yeah. Yeah, okay. Corey was saying a while back, and I'm just trying to remember what you were clearing at the time, but Corey was seeing colored, disoriented patterns coming out of, I guess, the body, I don't know, and he's wondering what it is. And then a bit later on another clearing, he was seeing something similar, I believe. So when we see stuff like that, patterns coming off us, it might have been the robotic clearing or it might have been a timeline crash. I'm not sure which clearing you were doing. What is that when we see stuff like that, those who do see those things, Ron?
You're just seeing stuff leaving.
Just energy forms?
Yep. I think we had a beep there.
I think we did, yes. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Somebody on the line?
Yes. Yeah, hi, Sharina.
Hi, Sharina.
Is it okay to ask an ascension question on this show?
Absolutely.
Really?
Okay. It's kind of a three-part question. And the first part would be, at some point somebody commented that if you do the spirit barcode clearing, that is your ticket out of here. Does that mean that it's a guarantee that you're going to at least get your spirit out of here at ascension time if you've done that?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, then my next question is, then I also heard that in order to get your body out, you have to do all these clearings. So, I mean, do you have to be 100% clear? And that seems like rather an impossible thing from what you're talking about.
Yeah, you are correct there, too. That could be very impossible, but as you start getting rid of more density, at some point, I'm hoping that the light chip will be able to help you. More energy work toward getting your body more complete, but you know, you do have to start somewhere.
Turn off your radio.
Start getting rid of
Oh, it's not on. Okay, I'm hearing an echo of me and of Ron. You definitely don't have the show coming down your phone. Okay. All right, well, we'll work through it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, am I still there?
You're still here.
As long as you start getting rid of some of the density, then you have at least a chance. Okay. Otherwise, you have nothing. So, once you start working with these that are in your body with those blockages. You're running blockage energy. Those energies of blockages are your ancestors' beliefs. And once you start getting rid of some of those, then you'll have a much better chance at moving forward in life, feeling better.
Thanks.
Okay, then I was wondering if when we get over to the other side of ascension, what's the difference between having our body gotten over or not?
Your body has a chance to go to where the Earth Spirit is. Wherever it's choosing to go to, you're able to have a lifetime with your body, wherever that would be, or maybe longer. So you don't actually stop your body, you're able to take the body with you. Body then would be very similar to what you have right now, not the exact same body, but it would have all the densities released from it. able to sustain life on a new planet somewhere, wherever you choose to go to. With the Earth Spirit. And the Earth Spirit's giving you that gift. It's the gift of the Earth Spirit. And the gift is to clean your body out. That's your responsibility so that it can help you in the process of having longevity with your body, like eternal life.
And Ron, I just want to add to what you're saying, that there is the New Earth Transfer clearing, and every clearing that we do online, if you go in and get that New Earth Transfer clearing, which is basically free, it's just a penny the way it's been set up on the website, once you have the codes for that, every time you do an online clearing, go in onto the Earth Transfer clearing and put the title of that in there, and everything that you have recovered during an online clearing, that energy will be held safe over on the New Earth, which is basically a copy of the blueprint of this original planet's blueprint that's being held, I guess we could say, by the light ship or by the light, and won't get, nothing on there is going to get re-abducted or re-messed with. So all those parts of you that you do manage to retrieve during the time that you do clearings will get out of here at ascension. So, you know, those parts are going to be okay too, right, Ron?
That is correct, uh-huh.
It's a little difficult to explain because we're so fractured here, but we will at least be able to get chunks of us out of the darkness.
Yes.
So did you have a third question? I think you may have had another question. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so if you do have any more portions to your question, just type them in. We were having a little trouble hearing because there was an echo. Okay, so back to the fast chat, Ron. Looks like people were having... it's a little difficult for me to tell where these comments come in because the person that was helping by typing in the names of the clearings you did, which was great, I guess isn't listening tonight, so that I can see what comments go with which clearings. But I know you were asking for comments on one of the, I think, timeline crashes that you did a little bit ago. And,
yeah, that was with those energies of... oh, man, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, that CME, the thing Michaela was asking about.
Correct, yeah. So we could
So I think on that one we've got Rupert saying heavy on that one also, and Shane, a lot of white light, spirit retrieval process, heat and radiation. So I guess Shane was feeling parts of himself coming back, and looks like Pat was too. I think that's on that one. So... all right, let's have a look. We do have a lot more questions, but we should probably just remind everybody before we get the rest of the show whizzes by that tomorrow starts Ron's intensives for this month, July, starting tomorrow, the four-hour call, and then Sunday and the two following Sundays after this one for the three consecutive Sunday eight-hour calls. So you want to do a quick wrap-up of those, because I think we do have some newer listeners tonight, Ron.
So what we do once a month is we do the 28-hour healing marathon, where we do body rejuvenation, getting rid of the alien critters that are attached to us. That's basically what that one is. That's the Sunday call. We do three of those. So they're consecutively, one after the other every Sunday. And then you're on the light ship for... the complete month, which is very nice, too. And the four-hour call, which is tomorrow, is the Ascension call. And we start doing a lot of work there to do, like, the amber blood and the different floating magnets that come in and just all kinds of neat things in that call. But basically, you know, if you do that, you're going to be feeling probably a lot better. And I'll give you a quick... I'll do the amber blood. It'll stay with you for a little bit here. So here we go. Amber blood energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3. I feel your body kind of buzzing now. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll just see how that's feeling for you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, excuse me. So Liz was wondering, Ron, if you feel better as more densities have been cleared by you from the planet. Larry was saying that giant number of energies that have just been from the last 8 months of your weekday conference calls. So I guess Liz is wondering if that is affecting you in a, we could say, a positive way, I guess, that it, you're feeling better as these things are getting cleared out. Does it affect you in that way?
Well, boy, I got to run a lot more energies than what I would normally be running. So, yeah, it does sometimes have a little toll on me, but, you know, it's what I'm here to do. So, yes, it is sometimes a problem, but it's okay.
Probably nice to hear the giant number that you've cleared, though. It's pretty huge. So,
well, there's quite a bit of stuff, looks like.
Yeah.
No more. So,
yep.
That's the way it is, you know. We're here,
yeah.
And living a life in this prison planet, trying to sustain a good life here.
Yeah. So, Jose is wondering, are clones and androids the same thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't say one way or the other on that one.
And then Elle is asking if you would explain the different kinds of clones.
Well, you have smart clones and dumb clones and mediocre clones. So you have all different types of clones that can inhabit your body. And what alien race is giving you that particular clone? So some are smarter than others, and some may have talents that someone may not have actually, found a talent on. Remember, each alien race has their own particular way of bringing things into your body, and it depends what program they're using. So if you have an alien race that has a program that is very old, then you may have less talents, where a newer one, maybe one that's up to date, may have more talents. So the clones are what we're living with here, and real you is out there in the beyondo. So you want to get yourself back to the real you, and not deal with the clones of abductions. That's probably about all I could really say on that, because it gets to be kind of complicated. Some people wondering about, am I really a clone, and I don't feel like a clone, and what is a clone, and when am I a clone, and, it just gets to be a little overwhelming for some people. But for the ones that aren't overwhelmed, you change clone replicas probably every 10 minutes. That's the facts. So, celebrity clones, yeah, there's a lot of those out there. Just look at the particular people in the spotlight who somehow de-aged all of a sudden. I will not give any names out there, but it doesn't take much to look and to find people that somehow don't age, and maybe give them changing their appearance slightly, or a different, it's different. And you'd have to discover that for yourself here. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Q is wondering how we know if when we've crashed enough of the recurring barcodes, if we've picked a topic to use that clearing for, how do we know when to stop? How many should we do?
When you start feeling better. And that's about all that I can say, because it's really hard to say, tell you how many to do. No, because they're all going to be different. Everybody is different with what they're being controlled with. Oh, this gets to be kind of complicated.
Yeah, I did, for the ones that I did 10. I just thought, do a bigger number than we're used to doing, and you've probably covered your bases. If you have a really chronic problem, you might want to do more than that. But I did 10. I don't know, maybe other people could type in what they did for different things. To give Q an idea of what's worked for other people. So Heal is asking, Ron, if you could timeline crash Friday the 13th.
Yep, we can do that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's feeling pretty good. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Heal is wanting to clarify some of the 28 hours of healing that you do on the Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday intensives. During 28 hours, we do body rejuvenation, right, Ron, in the healing rooms on the light ship when we're not in quarantine.
Yes, so you're in doing healing work when you're on the call live in the light ship. Mainly, we concentrate on the 8-hour calls in quarantine, getting rid of critters in quarantine. Yes, you are also on the light ship in quarantine, doing healings on the light ship. Now, when the call ends, no longer in, or you can't request a healing, we'll say, the call ends on Sunday, so let's just say Monday happens, okay? So now you're on Monday. You cannot request a healing from the light ship at all, because they're working on you and you're not going to be connected to the healing room. So you're just going into the healings without knowing what's going on with you. And you may feel things happening, but you cannot request because you're not in communication. So you're on the light ship for the whole month. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So Suzanne is asking, where is the auric field protection clearing? And I know there's a link to it within the nano clearing. If you're doing the nano clearing, there's a link in there. I'm not sure that it's up on the website at the moment on its own. Ron, do you know if it is? I don't think it is.
I don't think it's up yet, no. I'll
no,
check.
So.
Get it up.
Okay. And then a little bit ago, Joseph was commenting that keywords set off programs in people, and we were talking about using the problematic and recurring event barcode clearing for barcodes and robotics, using it for barcodes for robotics. somebody had brought that up at the beginning of the show. So I'm wondering, from Joseph's comment, Ron, if we can use that recurring event clearing, barcode clearing, in relation to keywords, or are they totally separate issues? What do you think?
Boy. Might be separate, but you could do something to probably clear them. I don't know, but a lot of these things get very confusing because they can cross over into other things. So I just don't know what to say.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. So Liz is wondering if you're getting help from other light beings while you're here on Earth, Ron.
Not too often, no. Very seldom.
Okay. All right. Let's scroll down here. Okay, we've got a Mercury retrograde coming up, and Q is asking if you could timeline crash that.
Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's going to be very effective, though, but I'll see what I can do on that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The reason why I'm saying it's not very effective is because there's so many aliens attaching to that. I mean, it's like a can of worms. Let's see.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of see how you're feeling with this. Oh, back to you, Gary.
Okay, and it's like Friday the 13th, Samantha felt something leaving her head, it looks like, and she's asking, what was on me from the 13th?
Why?
Probably a cord to something that controls the Friday the 13th issue. Maybe it's a planet thing.
It's probably one of the planet energies, I think. Boy. A lot of people end up doing those, the clearing for the planet. Planet vortexes is a very good clearing to do to get this stuff off of you.
Yeah, and it will help you not be affected by Mercury retrogrades. Also, the natal barcode will get you unplugged from that energy, too, because we've all got Mercury in our natal charts. So the first
Correct.
One, I think, to do would be the natal barcode. I think that's $50, and there's a lot of ways to use that clearing. It's very versatile. It's not just your birthday and or your name. You can use that for so many different things. So if you haven't done that yet, that's a good one to use, especially because it can be used so broadly. And then the one that Ron just mentioned will get you unplugged from all the other planets and stars and vortexes and whatever the heck else is out there. There's quite a few things on that clearing too. Samantha is wondering if you could explain what you mean by quarantine, Ron, when we're on the light ship.
Yeah, when you the quarantine is room is outside of the light ship because they will not allow you to come in there with darkness. So this is where they take out the alien critters. That's the reason why they have a quarantine room, because they could not have anybody coming inside of the light ship with darkness. So you go into quarantine outside of the light ship.
Okay. We've got a question from Debbie, and she's asking, where does someone listening for the first time begin? So my suggestion, and then, Ron, you jump in and say what you feel here. My suggestion would be to listen to all the sample, audio samples and so forth, at the top of Ron's website. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, creation, L-I-G-H-T-S-H-I-P.com. There is masses and masses of information on Ron's website. So for a brand new person, it is a little overwhelming. So before you start poking around there, I would listen to the audio samples at the top. Ron has 9 hours of live shows a week, and they're all listed up on the homepage on the near the top on the right-hand side. There are 3 little radio buttons there, and you can find out when all his shows are. And you can always call in when you have questions. We all have had lots of questions when we first find Ron. And I believe some of the radio shows are back up. The archives disappeared for a while, but I think some of them are back up. Are they, Ron? Do you know? I'm afraid I'm not too up to date on that situation.
Yes, they are up. Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. All right. So there are lots of archives then that you can listen to of past shows to get start getting an overview of what Ron's talking about here. In terms of clearings, where to begin, Ron always recommends the whole life emotional clearing. And then there are half a dozen free clearings that are on the homepage, and those are a great place to start, too. They're listed under sample healings. And what else would you like to add to that, Ron?
And listen to the archives, you know. But the main thing is some of those drop-down boxes would be a good place to get information. And for most people, it probably would take you maybe about 10 shows, 10 hours of listening to finally get your feet wet on what's really happening. And then from there, you know, do clearings. If you want to get out of here and not come back to the planet again with your spirit, then do the spirit barcode clearing. That will get you out of here, where ascension time is going to be. Remember, what happens is when the light comes, if you're taken sideways, abducted into another parallel lifetime or universe, like I said, you know, every 10 minutes you're somebody else, they can take you anywhere. If they take you out of here, the light will come and look for light. Doesn't find any light, then that's just the way it is, you know. They don't really look for a lot of things unless they happen to find something by accident. Maybe some trace of somebody out there someplace, they'll go looking and try to retrieve it. But basically, like what happened 2,000 years ago, everybody got taken, almost everybody, we'll say, got taken sideways to parallel lifetimes, and nobody was here to be saved, we'll say, to be brought back into the light for ascension. And then that's why the Earth spirit chose to come back again here. Then everybody came back when ascension time, when the time ended, and the new 2,000-year cycle started. And then everybody was brought back here again. They didn't know the difference. And that they had a chance to leave, but how do you leave when you're in darkness? You don't know where the light is. And plus, you're living all these parallel lifetimes. Like I said, you're being abducted every 10 minutes. A new clone comes into you, and you're being abducted into another timeline. And, you know, that they can take you anywhere they want to. And that's the problem with this planet, is that the accountability here of anybody is like zip. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is, and we have to, you know, kind of understand that. But at least knowing what's happening to us is very beneficial, because you can figure out what to do to help yourself. And it looks like our time is coming to a close. I got 55 before the hour here, so I'll just say thank you, Carrie. Thank you for the callers. Listen to the different programs that we have on drop-down boxes.
Okay, and somebody's asking about the Q&A today. The Wednesday and Friday Q&As don't happen anymore because Ron has so many hours of radio shows, so you can use the radio shows as your Q&A opportunity, because you can call into any of the radio shows or type your question in the FOSS chat. So no Q&A tonight. So thank you, Ron. Lots and lots of great clearings tonight. Thank you all for your questions. I think we got to most of them, a couple at the end here, so roll those over to tomorrow night or one of the shows next week if we didn't get to you. And don't forget to sign up for the intensive this month. If you haven't done that already, it'll start tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. So good night. Thanks, Ron.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.